Hey, this is Thomas Q. Jones, former UVA All-American running back, and you're listening to The Jerry Ratcliffe Show. Wahoo wah.
Welcome to another edition of the Good Health Podcast on The Jerry Ratcliffe Show with my co-host Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press and I of jerryratcliffe.com. And thank you for joining in. We're going to have one of our great doctors from UVA Orthopedics to join us in a moment, but I wanted to first, give out a shout out to all of our sponsors, UVA Orthopedics, Ragged Mountain Running Shop, and ACAC. Not a lot of running topics going on this time of the year, so we'll have Mark back soon, maybe to give us some tips on how to condition yourself in the winter to run some of these races and stay in shape. But ACAC, I'd like to give a shout out to for their sponsorship. And if you're waiting till New Year's to do your resolutions and get fit, get healthy and drop a few pounds or whatever your health issue might be, you might want to get a jump start on that by going to my website, jerryratcliffe.com. Click on the ACAC ad and there's available there a short form to fill out that will gain you a free 3-day membership to any of the ACACs in Charlottesville and Albemarle County. You can go in and check it out. I can't imagine if there's anything on your health wish list that they don't have available in their gyms, swimming pools, hot tubs, classes of every kind, all the equipment you need, personal trainers, you name it. So do yourself a favor and get a kickstart on your New Year's resolutions and jump on that ad and see what they have to offer. Without further ado, let's bring in another one of our sponsors, one of the great doctors at UVA Orthopedics, Dr. Winston Gwathney. Hey, Winston, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Jerry. And just I was going to just mention, I was listening about you about your sponsors. One, I mean, it feels pretty warm out there to me right now. So I mean, maybe running is kind of in the cards for people. But two,
I don't think it's going to last long.
Yeah. The ACAC, I mean, they do an awesome job for our patients too. I mean, we have a good collaboration with them. Grant, I use a lot of different therapists, but ACAC, they've got just a lot of different things they offer this community. So I would agree with you on that. They do an awesome job.
Yeah, I know they appreciate the relationship you guys have with them. They've mentioned it several times on their portions of the podcast. So great working relationship to make Charlottesville a better place to live.
Absolutely.
Well, let's jump right into it, Winston. Another bowl game got canceled today. The NC State UCLA Holiday Bowl, another victim of the COVID and the new strain of the virus. I guess we might have even more. And I think I was just watching the Paul Feinbaum show. They were expressing concern over the college football playoffs, that what if one team comes down with a roster full of COVID victims and they can't play the game. That presents quite a dilemma. I know you were working behind the scenes with Virginia. I know that's the COVID part's not your expertise, but what about this? It's wreaking havoc with college sports. We're seeing basketball games canceled left and right again this year. What do you make of all this?
So I think that what I would say to this is like the Omicron wave being, you know, the new wave, which is much more contagious. And so you're going to see this thing sweep this country. And I think that at the end of this, you're either going to have had COVID or you'll be vaccinated or it'll be some. You'll be exposed to COVID somehow. And so I guess how we navigate this is going to be so challenging, because with previous waves, it's been, I guess, compartmentalized to the point where you could, you know, you could wall off a player, quarantine it. But now you're talking about not like one or two players, you're talking about 15, 20, 25 players in the team testing positive. Now, granted, 99% are completely asymptomatic. And so then the question is like, I mean, what do you do with that information? I mean, if it only affects a certain number of people symptomatically, I mean, do you even, I don't know, Jerry, I don't want to go too far into the details of all of this, but you know, UVA, I know we had a couple of somatic athletes, and then it compelled us to test the entire team, and there's a lot more positive who had really no idea they had it at all. So I guess the two ways to look at this, Jerry, is that one, it doesn't seem like it's all that virulent in some of our athletes. But the two, can these people be passing it on to people who might be at risk? And I guess that's the concern we have as a society. Like, where does it all end, you know? But my concern at the current present time is the rate of these things are getting canceled. Is it going to be shutdown of all sports or a big policy change? And you already seen with the CDC, you know, changing the limits from quarantining from 10 days to 5 days, you know, if you test positive. And there's some literature suggests that you're only really infectious during the first several days of having the condition. So, I mean, perhaps maybe we can get over this thing all for once and for all.
UVA Orthopedics and Sports Medicine boast one of the finest teams of doctors in the country, and they're right here in Charlottesville to not only provide care for the University of Virginia athletic teams, but also the Charlottesville and Central Virginia communities. UVA Orthopedics has been a proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show for the past 2 years, with numerous team members featured in weekly segments where doctors share great insight into various sports injuries, what causes them, how to treat them, and recovery time. Their team of experts are there for you and offer the best care to solve your health problems and get you back on your feet. Let their team of specialists get you back in the game.
So with Virginia, like you said, it was just a couple of guys and it spread quickly. You probably couldn't even put together a roster for the bowl game, right? Under those conditions.
There were a couple symptomatic people, you know, and the symptoms are a little bit different. The Omicron variant seems to be more upper respiratory tract infection type symptoms, looking more and more like a cold, you know. And so you have a couple of players who have symptoms and they're obligated to get tested with symptoms. They turn up to be positive, and that obligates you to test all their close contacts, you know. And so I guess, you know, where does it all end? So with the UVA situation, we obviously were put on hold right around the day before Christmas. We're supposed to travel on Christmas Day. We sent out a bunch more tests and kind of we're all on a holding pattern to see what those tests would come back as. And there's a bunch of positives. And then you say, you know, can we build a roster or are there people who are going to turn positive 2-3 days from now? You know, it's so hard to know. That's what makes it so frustrating because it's just the constant unknown. And that you talk about the college playoffs, you know, this is the Fenway Bowl getting canceled. You know, if you talk about having the New Year's Day or New Year's Eve bowls getting canceled, I mean, that's, you're talking, you know, shutting down college football, which I don't think is. Yeah. And the spread outside in a football game is essentially nil. So it's one thing you're talking about wrestling or something where you're in close contacts indoors, but football really is, I think that at some point we're going to figure out what the end is for all of this.
Yeah, I guess if one of the two semifinal games can't be played, I guess the other two teams are just advancing to the national championship.
I know. Well, just like remember the college basketball tournament last year with UVA going out and Georgia Tech, you know, winning. I have my own thoughts about it, but I certainly think we were a better team than Georgia Tech last year in college basketball. And it really shut our entire season down last year because we couldn't practice for 6 days. And then we came in cold against a team that, you know, we were better then and we just didn't have our A game. And so the starts and stops have been really problematic.
Yeah. It's a shame really.
I think, and this is my own personal opinion. No one backs me up on this. I think this current wave, the Omicron, it might be the light. I know it sounds terrible. It's really contagious, but it doesn't seem like it's quite as bad as the other versions of this. So perhaps this is the next wave of this whole pandemic will be that of a weakening virus that will become more of just something we see on a routine basis and we stop worrying about quite so much.
I sure hope you're right.
Yeah, I do too, man. It's been a terrible, you know, it's been a rough 2 years. So
it really has.
It was the year we needed.
Oh, yeah, no question. Let's move on. I know that not only you work at UVA, but you've been a huge UVA fan all your life.
Yeah.
How delighted were you to see new coach Tony Elliott retain three of his coaches, two of them former UVA players, and of course, Garrett 2J as well.
I think you're talking about character. Like, my understanding of these coaches is that they build character. You know, they're excellent coaches, X and O's, but I mean, I Marcus Higgins, you know, that man is just a man of character. And you know, I know his kids go to school with my kids, and you see how this guy carries himself. And if I'm a parent and I have an 18, 17 year old kid and Marcus Higgins walks into my living room, I say, that guy is the person I want my kid to go play for. And so, and also just look what he's on the field with the wide receivers, you know, and just how productive they've been. So I think that when you bring a new staff in, retaining some of the excellent people from the old staff is probably a pretty good way to go about it. So I'm so happy to see those coaches retained.
Yeah, me too. And I don't know Clint as well as I do Marcus, because Marcus has been here so long, but it's good to see him back. And I'm sure he'll do the best he can to whip that defensive line into shape. He's going to need some help probably through the transfer portal, as is the whole team. But and 2J, I know he's just from talking to some of his players, some of his offensive linemen over the past year or two, he's formed a really great relationship with them too. I know they care deeply about him. So you're right. It's good to have three guys with this kind of character building capabilities back on the staff again. It's going to be interesting to see where we go going forward in filling out that staff. From what I understand, there's some other people that have either agreed to come or they're waiting on the answer, but out of respect to those teams that they're on, which still have games to play, nothing's going forward until those games are completed.
Yeah, I can imagine it's pretty delicate handling, you know, your athletes, you know, when you're trying to compete and you're looking at other jobs. I mean, it's all about how these opportunities present themselves. I think Coach Elliott seems like the right fit for our job. And I think he's going to attract a coaching staff here that's really going to be one we'll be proud of. I mean, like all of our other teams and like Broncos coaching staff, you know, the beauty about being a UVA fan, Jerry, is that no matter how well we do on the field, good, bad, whatever, I feel like just the culture of this institution is so positive, and it just builds character in all of our athletes. And you look across the board, Brian O'Connor, Lars Tiffany, you know, Tony Bennett, you know, the entire, anyone you name is somebody who you can feel pretty proud that's representing your school. So I do think that no matter how we do in the field, granted, we've done quite well, it's nice to have good, high character people. And Tony Elliott seems, he fits like that mold very, very well. So good job, Carla.
Yeah, I'm anxious for next season to come and see what he's all about and his philosophies and the way he strategizes for games and things like that. It'll be interesting to see how he tries to get this program to the next level, really. I mean, it's struggled, floundered a little bit the last 2 years, 11-11. Chris and I were talking about that earlier, that can you imagine having us sat down in a bar New Year's Eve night in 2019 after Virginia gave Florida a good run, and now here we are, and it's hard to believe that's transpired in such a little time.
Well, Jerry, just to their credit, COVID kind of threw a wrench in everything. I feel like we lost a lot of momentum with that. And so I think last year was kind of a wash. You know, I thought we did okay. We were bringing a brand new quarterback, you know, who looked like he had some talent, but he was obviously pretty green. And this year, you know, if you think about it, we're 6-2 and up against Brigham Young, you know, 49-45 or something like that. And then Brennan goes down and suddenly you lose you lose your quarterback, and our defense wasn't exactly stopping people at that point. And so if you can't outscore them, then you're going to be in big trouble. So, I mean, we had two things that kind of worked against us this year was a defense that really had a hard time stopping people and then losing our quarterback. Because I really do think that even against Notre Dame, we would have had a much better opportunity if we had – I mean, Brennan Armstrong at night, our defense helped him to 28 points. I like to think that maybe we could have put up more of a fight, you know, because we kind of – I felt like we kind of folded in that game. We just didn't think we could win, but Brandon, we could have won, you know? And then we're heading into Pittsburgh on a winning, I don't know. I just think that a lot of things just didn't come our way. But look at Tony Elliott. If he can recruit Brent Armstrong to stay, he has a top tier quarterback to build around. And Wicks, and I got news for you. Lavelle Davis is going to be practicing again soon. We have some weapons.
Yeah, Billy Kemp will be coming back.
There's some weapons. I mean, you at least will have some people to throw it to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Chris and I were talking earlier about that as well. I would have really liked to have seen Armstrong against Notre Dame, a healthy Armstrong. I wouldn't be willing to give up on that game. I think they might have been able to pull off the upset had he been perfectly healthy that night.
We scored 3 points. I mean, that was the only game this year we scored like less than 40. I mean, think about it. If we had just an average offensive game, we played pretty well on defense. We have this 28 points, you know? I mean, it would have been different. But, you know, it is what it is. That's how sports is. I mean, you could say the same thing about basketball in 2019. We had some things go our way in 2019. So, I mean, I guess UVA fans can't be complaining about karma just yet.
Yeah, that's for sure. And speaking of karma, hopefully there's some good karma coming ahead for Tony Bennett's team, because they've struggled out of the gate.
Yeah.
You have to go back a while to see a start like this. I think it was Dave Lato's last year, actually.
Yeah.
And, I think it's just maybe it's just going to take time for this team to get used to each other, for all the new pieces to learn what Virginia's all about. You got just so many. Well, Tony said it himself. He said, this is the newest team I've ever coached.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's going to be struggles. I mean, they lost so much offense. The defense really hasn't come together. I think we're used to seeing Virginia ranked in the top three in the country in defensive efficiency, and I think they're 50-something this year. So, Jason Williford told us, you know, it's a work in project. It may remain a work in project throughout the season, but if anybody can turn these guys around, it's Tony and his staff.
Well, to Jerry, that just speaks to how do I put this, how spoiled we've become as UVA basketball.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Higher the first 30 years of my life. I mean, if we got to 9-7 in the ACC, that was like pop the champagne. I remember, you know, getting to 20 wins and you're like, oh my God, UVA is on the map again. And so you look at the last 10 years and, you know, we 16 wins. I mean, it's crazy how good we've been. And so you see a team that's struggling and suddenly the bandwagon, you're like, you know, all these fans are like, well, what's wrong with UVA basketball? I just think it's a down year. He's got some great recruits coming in. And I'm telling you, mark my words, if this gets recorded, this team is going to turn it around. I just feel it. They need just one or two guys to start shooting better, especially Armin Franklin. The guy's like 0 for like the last 50 or something like that. But the thing about this team is we don't have an outside shooter who can take the pressure off of Gardner inside and give Reese and those guys driving lanes. And so I do think that if you get one or two guys, like a Trey Murphy, which we don't have anymore, which would be great, it would change the entire temper of this team.
Yeah, there's been some guys that have shown flashes. Franklin early, I guess, early on, he had a nice little streak. And then
one game.
South, yeah. And then Milichuk and Murray, they've shown some flashes. But they need the consistency, and it's not there. And I think that's the key. I agree with you. I think they've just got to get somebody who can consistently knock down threes.
Yeah,
take a little pressure so they can go inside out a little bit.
Agreed. Yeah, just get somebody who can consistently make a three-pointer so they don't just, you know, all just collapse on Jaden Gardner. But also, I mean, Jerry, let's be honest, their defense is not stifling anybody. You know, it used to be you'd get in there, and if a team scored a basket, you're like, oh, they scored a basket. Now, like, teams are going on 10, 12, 14 nothing runs against us, and that's just, like, mind-boggling. The Clemson, you know – It's just mind-boggling, but I think we'll be okay. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, it was. They've got to find a way to stop these droughts as well, because
Yeah.
Scored two baskets in 17 minutes against Clemson. And that, you know, they started off the second half well, and then they hit that drought and it was all over.
It's much more cool on UVA teams because our offense is so deliberate. You know, if you have a run and gun team, you can get some runs going, but UVA requires that half court offense to be clicking. And if it's not, it can be just, it can be hard to watch, even as somebody who loves UVA basketball.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. It's been tough, but maybe some guy will find a touch during this break. They've got a tough stretch of games coming up at Syracuse Saturday night. Then they go down to Chapel Hill, and then who is it, Georgia Tech or Virginia Tech after that? I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's a tough stretch of games.
I just hope we beat COVID.
Yeah, that's the big thing, to be able to at least be able to feel the team, right? got any observations on the playoffs, NFL playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun this time of year. I mean, as a sports fan, you got to love, you know, watching the NFL as well. And just watching, I think we're at the end of an era of just, you know, some outstanding quarterbacks. Always fun watching Tom Brady, especially having, you know, worked with the Patriots for a little bit. It's always fun seeing what he can do. And then Aaron Rodgers. But how fun would it be if you could see the Buccaneers against the Patriots? That'd be a really interesting game. I think that'd be kind of an all-timer to see Coach Belichick go up against, you know, Brady and see who could finally settle it for all. My team, the Washington football team, is a constant source of disappointment. So I'm not too inspired by them again this year, but maybe one year.
Yeah, my 49ers got hot for a while, but
well, Garoppolo's out, right?
Yeah, he's out with a thumb injury, I think.
Well, Trey Lance.
Looks like Trey Lance is going to be the guy, and we'll see what he's made out of, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if I had to pick right now. I think the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers he's got another run in him. So he's such an excellent player.
Yeah, if I had to put money down on who's going to win the Super Bowl, that's where I would go with it right there, because he's having a great year.
Yeah,
he has full command of that team, and they're playing well.
He's for his legacy. He only has one. You know, he needs it, I think, to go down as one of the all-time greats. I think Aaron, he needs one more Super Bowl.
That's a good point. You got a dark horse?
I mean, the Bills are kind of turning things around too a little bit. Josh Allen's a great quarterback. But, man, just to irritate me, I bet you the Cowboys end up winning it. God, that'd stink. They're my dark horse, just as another kick in the pants on the way out of 2000, you know, of all of this, is the Cowboys winning it. That'd just be a lot of happy people in my operating room. I got a lot of Cowboys fans around me who let me know just how badly the Washington football lost to them the other night. So,
yeah, I bet you got a dose of that and a half, right? I used to like the Cowboys back when Roger Staubach and those guys played, and Andy Dunn and some of those. But when they got rid of Tom Landry, that kind of did me in with Dallas. Pulled against them ever since then, really. But, yeah, they are looking pretty good. So, yeah, that would be a good dark horse too. I was hoping my 49ers would be a dark horse, but I'm losing a little faith along the way here.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's what I can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we've covered all the bases, brother.
Yeah, buddy. It's always fun. I love talking UVA.
Thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you somewhere down the road.
Absolutely, Jerry. Thank you.
Happy New Year, and we'll see you hopefully at a game soon.
Yeah, same to you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show. Get the latest on the Hoos, basketball, football, and more online at jerryratcliffe.com or at AugustaFreePress.com.